إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, one of the basic principles of physics is leverage. It is, as somebody said, give me a lever and I will move the world. The principle of leverage is the principle where using a lever, you can move or lift a huge load by applying a minimal amount of force. Now, the secret there is not the lever. The secret there is where you place the fulcrum. And as we all know, we learned this in primary school, that the amount of force that you need on the lever is directly proportional to the distance of the fulcrum from the load. So the further away the fulcrum is from the load, the more force you need on the lever, and at some point in time the lever will break, the load will not lift. The closer the fulcrum is to the load, the shorter the distance between the fulcrum and the load, the less force you need on the lever, which will lift the load. So that is the basic principle of leverage. Now, why am I saying that? Because that is the state of our lives. We have in our lives a lever which is called time. And that is not, time is not as a intellectual thought or a theory. Time is the actual amount, actual number of seconds. I'm not even counting minutes. Actual number of seconds that have been allotted to us. And just to make it interesting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us how many those are. So we have, each one of us, been allotted a certain number of seconds to remain here on this earth, and we don't know how many they are. We don't know how many there were to begin with. And as I have said many times before, we had the longest lifespan when the day we were born. Since then it has been reducing. So the clock is ticking backwards. So now as I sit here, I do not know how many I have left, and you don't know how many you have left. And that is the state of our lever, which is that we have time allotted to us, but we don't know how much there is. The fulcrum for us is what I call priorities. So because we have a lever called time, we need a fulcrum called priorities. What are the priorities of our lives and what should they be? That's the analysis we need to do. What are the priorities today and what should be the priorities? Now, if we list them and we say, well, my priorities which I have, are they the same as what I should have, then it's fine. But for most of us, that's not the case. For most of us, our time is going in things which have very little value in terms of what they can achieve. And we're spending a lot of time and energy and passion behind that, and there is nothing to show for it. Whereas things where things which would have made a difference or could have made a difference, we don't spend time on it. One of the more or most recent phenomena is the issue of what is happening to the Muslims globally, particularly in Palestine, in Gaza, but also in Syria, also in Iraq and other places in the world. May Allah protect the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You seem to be beleaguered everywhere. Now, upside of it is that there is a lot of passion behind that, a lot of people are concerned, a lot of people are talking about it and so on. So that global concern, and especially with the Muslims, is a good sign, alhamdulillah. But the downside of it is all that concern seems to be going, if not all, most of it seems to be going in Facebook conversations, in tweeting, in protest marches, in conversation about the thing, lot of heated debate and so on and so forth. In writing emails back and forth, in getting highly frustrated, People send me emails saying, I am very depressed. Allah has abandoned us. Said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I say, at least don't talk kufr, you know. To say Allah has abandoned us is kufr. So, they do all this. Whereas, two rakat of tahajjud, dua in that two rakat of tahajjud, has more value than all of this put together. But that we don't do. And that is the fulcrum. This is the issue of fulcrum. So all this effort, now if you take the number of hours, if you can sort of roughly count it and say how many hours or minutes did I spend in all these conversations and Facebook posting and updating and replying and whatnot and so on, and say what is the value, what did I get at the end of that? Nothing, zero. Absolutely zero. But supposing that time you had spent standing in tahajjud and in sujood, in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would that have got you? At the absolute minimum, it would have got you the reward of ibadah. Even if nothing came out of it. The qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help. So inshallah, Allah will help. But I'm saying, on the face of it, if you say, well, you know, I talked all this and you say nothing happened, but I also prayed two rakat of tahajjud, nothing happened. Nothing may happen on the ground, but you got the reward for praying that two rakat of tahajjud. You got the reward for crying for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You got the reward of asking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your brothers and sisters. And what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about making dua for your brothers and sisters in their absence? He said, when you make dua for your brothers and sisters in their absence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua, and Allah appoints an angel, a malak, to make the same dua for you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dua of the angel is accepted more than yours. So when we pray for the protection of the people in Palestine, malaika are praying for our protection. And that is the absolute basic minimum benefit of that. Absolutely assured, inshallah, basic minimum benefit. You get the reward of ibadah, you get the reward of dua, you get the dua of the angels for your own protection. Absolutely minimum. Beyond this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that dua. We ask Allah to change the actual situation on the ground, which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change. You and I can't change that. Allah can change it. We ask Allah to change that. Issue of leverage. What are we doing with the time that we have? Where is that time being spent? What is the value of that time? What is the return on that investment? What is the return on that time which we have, which we are spending? I remind myself and you that this is a very important thing for us to keep in mind, because as I'm talking, the clock is ticking. It's ticking for me, it's ticking for you, it's ticking for everyone who is alive. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take the benefit of the time that you have, your leisure time, free time, before that time gets involved, before you get busy. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to apply the principle of leverage in our lives to get maximum benefit from our efforts, our time, our energy, passion and so on, and not allow it to just get wasted in useless conversation, in all kinds of stuff. Just stay away from that. Don't even respond. Don't respond, don't talk, don't reply. If that stuff starts happening when you are sitting there, either advise them and say, look, this conversation is getting nowhere, it will get nowhere. Instead of that, let us pray two rakat of Nafil Salah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right then and there. And if people are not interested in doing that, it's no problem. Let me go and do it. You can talk. I'm going. Go. Leave. You don't have to stay there. You're not tied to the chair or something. Leave. But don't sit there and waste your time and get no result out of it. Very, very important for us to apply the principle of leverage and ensure that our fulcrum is as close to the Lord as possible so that Allah gives us maximum benefit. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.